Proposed new research and development projects aimed primarily at helping Florida citrus growers cope with HLB are being considered by the Citrus Research and Development Foundation. Foundation Chief Operations Officer Harold Browning reports.
We're just receiving the proposals for the next round of funding for both our developmental research, the discovery, understanding of HLB, and development of tools, as well as the commercial product delivery, which takes those tools and puts them out in the field. So we have a total of about 48 projects that have come in that'll, over the next 2 months, go through review, committee analysis, and ultimately come to the board at our June meeting for approval. And these are projects that are replacing 60 or so projects that are ending at this point in time. So it's kind of a rejuvenation, a chance to look at our portfolio and see where we have gaps and where we're ready to retire some ideas and move on to those that show most promise.
Some growers have wondered, once you fund somebody, are they on forever? And obviously they're not. You're retiring some of them.
Yes, that's true. And we go out to 3 years of funding with projects because in science, it's really hard to do 1 year at a time. But we realize that you have to give a new idea a chance to develop to a point where it has feasibility or not. And so when we looked at the portfolio, many things that weren't invited for renewal proposals just hadn't met that standard. So, and it's nothing against the scientists, just that idea isn't moving forward in an area that we think is important. So we do move on, we take on new science, new ideas, and we try to sunset those that aren't showing promise.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.